This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And let's go ahead and end this week. Let's have a fine conversation as we do with writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Likewise. Well, I'm glad you're here. Let me clarify the likewise. So, where would you like to go? What would you like to talk about?
Well, let's start with something a little more lighthearted to start with. Talk about the second phase of the gun turn-in in Michigan. Yeah, Grand Rapids police organized a gun turn-in. It had two phases. One was about a week. Well, it's the October 24th, and then the second one was on November 7th. And it's kind of funny because the previous police chief there went to the city council. Now, this was about 2 years ago, and said, we've got all these guns that are just piling up in the evidence room, and why don't we sell them and make some money? So because we're short of money, and the department can use the money to buy new guns or body armor or whatever.
Yeah.
And they sort of reluctantly agreed, and then they sold the guns, and I think they brought in about, you know, somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000, which was, appreciated and could be used for the public benefit. Well, they had an election, and a new mayor was elected, and a new police chief was appointed. And this police chief says, no, we can't possibly sell guns. We don't want to sell guns because somebody might buy them. And if they buy them, somebody might use one in a crime. So it's immoral to sell guns. So let's have a turn-in. Let's have people turn in guns instead. Now, of course, they referred to it by the Orwellian term, buyback. They were going to have a, quote, buyback, a gun buyback. Well, you can't buy back something you never own,
right?
Which is why it's Orwellian. It doesn't really describe reality. It's meant to create an illusion in a person's mind that somehow the government owns all guns to start with, or allows you generously to own a gun for a little while, and then it will buy them back. Well, of course, that's insane. That's just opposite of reality. And so they organized a couple of buybacks. They had, I think, $15,000 to put forward, and they were paying reasonably generous prices, $100 for a long gun, a shotgun or rifle that was not, quote, an assault weapon, which is kind of hard to pin down. But you get $200 for an assault weapon or a semi-automatic pistol, and $150 for black powder guns. I didn't see any black powder guns turned in the pictures I saw, but maybe, you know, somebody was hoping they'd turn in a $1,000 black powder hunting gun, and you know, those are not as rigorously looked after, and there are not any records kept of them by the federal government that I know of. So, they might disappear a little easier. I'm just making that statement. I'm not saying anybody did that. But so in the first buyback on the 24th of October, which I call, I think the correct term should be the gun turn-in, because
right,
people turn in guns for money, they turned in 107 guns. And a lot of them were inexpensive semi-automatic pistols, which they're paying $200 a piece for. Now, if you look at some of the older semi-automatic pistols, you know, some of the Brycos and Jennings and similar that, you know, didn't have a really sterling reputation. And I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they don't do a function test by putting a cartridge in the chamber and seeing if it actually goes off in these guns. I'm not sure how closely they look at them to see if they're functional or not. But they had a lot of relatively inexpensive semi-automatic pistols in the first buyback that they had paid $200, well, $200 in gift cards. And then there were, I didn't see any black powder guns, but I saw a fair number of inexpensive long guns and some antique revolvers. Well, then they had this next one. Well, they ran out of gift cards on the first one. I don't know how many they allocated to it. Nowhere in what I read about it did they say somebody came up with more money for more gift cards. So I predicted, and I was right, as is usually the case in this kind of thing, that they were going to run out of gift cards again in the second one. And once they ran out of gift cards, people were going to show up because it was advertised, you know, from, I think, 2 to, or 10 until 2, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And when the people showed up and there weren't any more gift cards, they were going to be standing there with a gun they wanted to get rid of. And if somebody else was there with cash, they would be able to get that gun at a very reasonable price. And that's what happened on the second turn-in. And it was not published anywhere else that I know of. I had to search, do a considerable amount of using Google Foo to search the internet and find a mention of the second gun turn-in. And the only place I found a mention of it was on the Grand Rapids Police Department page, and they showed a picture of a few inexpensive pistols in a box. They didn't show any other pistols. One of those was an RG-14. I recognize it because I played around with one a little bit, you know, 40 years ago. And they're a very inexpensive pistol. I doubt if that one was worth $50 today, but whoever turned it in got $100. They ran out, and by perusing the Grand Rapids Police Department page, I found through the comments that there were a number of people in the parking lot offering cash for guns, and just as I had predicted. But no mention was made of it in any of the other media I could find. The only place it was mentioned was in a couple of comments in the Grand Rapids Police Department Facebook page, which some police officer obviously had been derelict in his duty of getting rid of those comments so nobody could see somebody paid cash for guns. It kind of destroys the whole idea of these propaganda events. There's been numerous academic studies that show you don't decrease any crime or violence with these events. Their only real purpose is propaganda. They send a message. Guns, bad. Turn them in to the police. Well, when you have people there with cash saying, guns, good, I pay cash, kind of destroys the whole propaganda effect.
Indeed. Indeed it does.
And that's why we're not seeing very many of these anymore. You might remember 10, 15 years ago, they were all over the place.
Yeah.
Seemed to be, you know, popping up every other weekend.
Well, they pop up a lot
They pop up in states where they don't allow private sales, like California.
Well, they pop up in Detroit a lot, too. Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming, you know, Detroit. I think it's Mr. Eccles, isn't it, who is teaches
Ector,
in Detroit.
Ector.
Ector, sorry. Yeah. And I met him several times. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. I tell you what, but hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break, and we'll talk more about this when we get back. You can go to Ammoland.com. Ammoland is one of the top 1,000 websites on the planet, on the entire rock. And which is an interesting thing when you sit there and you start extending that out and doing the math. So if it's in the top 1,000 websites on the planet, and it's probably the number one website that has to do with gun stuff, then that would lead me to believe that Dean is the most read gun culture writer on the planet. I'm going to sit here and think about that. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I'm trying to recall. I don't know if we discussed the Montana election results at all.
As far as them going and getting a constitutional carry or permitless carry.
Right.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. Well, then let's Let's talk about the congresswoman who got elected from Colorado.
Okay.
Lauren Boebert. If I'm pronouncing her name correctly, I've never talked to her in person, but it's spelled B-O-E-B-E-R-T.
Right.
And she primaried, Scott Tipton, who was a Republican and who had been in Congress for 10 years. He defeated a Democrat to get into the race. And to Lauren, Scott just wasn't conservative enough. He wasn't as protective of our rights enough. It wasn't that he was a leftist. He just wasn't as enthusiastic as she wanted him to be. And what happened, in my opinion, is that he just took his office for granted and didn't run very hard against her in the primary, and she beat him with like 55% of the vote.
Right.
And then she came up for election during the presidential elections, and she worked very hard. And her opponent was not a moderate Democrat, and she was able to win with something like 53-54% of the vote. She won handily. But what I am impressed with Lauren, is that she is an absolutely stellar Second Amendment defender. And I've written articles about it. She owns a restaurant in Rifle, Colorado. And it's an open carry restaurant. Her staff openly carry handguns, as does she. And the open carry of weapons is welcomed in the restaurant. And they have a great story to go through it. There was a fight that turned deadly behind the restaurant one day, and then she decided she wanted a concealed carry permit. But she found out she didn't need one if she openly carried. And that's how that restaurant gained its fame, is from being open carry. And they've had people from all over the country stop in. And so that's how she became a political activist. And she's proven adept at using the media. Her restaurant called The Shooter's Grill, people have done stories on it from all over the world. And it gets a lot of press. And she's rather photogenic. And they have pictures of her video shooting an AR and carrying a pistol. And so I think we can count on her to be one of our most enthusiastic supporters and defenders of the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Now, I'm not saying that Scott Tipton was a bad guy, not at all. But he wasn't as enthusiastic, and he's just about getting there to retirement age. He's 64. Seems like a pretty good guy. I'd call him a Reagan Republican. But I think Lauren is probably right, saying that she can do better.
Well,
so that is one of the positive things about the election.
The you know, some of these Republicans need to be replaced by really activist types when it comes
Absolutely.
To certain things.
And 100% agree.
Without me knowing anything about this guy, we saw that here. We had a Democrat here in South Carolina that he was walking around saying that, you know, I have a permit and I have an out-of-state permit too, which... You know, having that, he must have had like the Utah, the New Hampshire non-resident permit. I don't know why you need one of those, because most of the states that I can't carry in, I'm not going to anyway. So,
Well, if you're real careful about how you do it, you can gain a couple of states reciprocity.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I'm not going there. So, anyway, he made a big deal out of, you know, having both of these permits, but at the same time, he put forward a law where he wanted to ban the carry of guns and hunting around a lake in his district, which, you know, it's here in the upstate of South Carolina. And this kid comes in. This guy had been in the state legislature for 30 years. And he got unseated by this kid who came in here and beat on him as far as the Second Amendment was concerned. And this is, you know, I'm still waiting to see, because it's sort of obvious the United States doesn't want more gun control.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Biden and Harris think they do. That hasn't been certified yet.
Radical elements want it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know why they want it, too. That's all beside the point. But having said all of that, it's a losing proposition.
So here's, I got a question. I think you'd probably watch this more than I or as close. And that is, where are we in the House? Every time I looked, the Republicans were gaining another seat or two. And they're getting closer to the magic 50-50 point. What does it look like?
Burgess Owens got out there and he flipped a seat out of Utah. Now, Burgess Owens used to be a player in the NFL. That's how you know you're getting old, because I used to watch him play. I watched him play in a couple of Super Bowls, and now he has he's aged, and now he's in Congress. So I get to watch that and all that other stuff. So,
I mean, the last I saw it projected the Republicans to have something like 210 seats.
Well,
217 is even, Stephen.
They're going to be somewhere north of 210. I don't know exactly where.
Yeah, I don't know exactly either. And you start getting in the point where some of these Democrats who are in districts that look vulnerable might say, well, you know, I've often been attracted to the Republican Party. The Republican Party has looked good to me in that district. That happened last term. We had one Democrat switch over to Republican, and he got reelected.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm waiting to see what happens in Georgia.
Yes.
Because I think if I were Mitch McConnell, I'd be going to Joe Manchin.
Absolutely.
And I'd say, listen, I'll make you the chairman of this. I'd give him some committee, and I would do that simply because at the very worst we're going to get out of this is going to be a 50-50 tie, in which case Kamala Harris becomes the tiebreaker.
Right.
If that's who gets elected. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the break. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is denying the Trump campaign's appeal in its Pennsylvania case, striking another blow to the president's legal avenues to contest the outcome of the election. President Trump says coronavirus vaccine deliveries could begin as early as next week. The president's comments come ahead of a December 10th meeting where regulators at the Food and Drug Administration will review Pfizer's request for an emergency use authorization for its vaccine developed. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News we need to follow all the proper safety protocols to make sure we have a safe vaccine.
We don't want to rush it. We don't want to push it. Let's see what the data shows and go from there. Once that data is available, the advisory medical boards, FDA, will review, and then they will put forth their recommendations of approval or not.
Frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens will be first in line for the vaccine. USA Radio News. A top Iranian nuclear scientist has been killed near Tehran, according to state television. He was considered the father of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. The cause of death has not been released. A familiar name is getting back in the boxing ring this weekend.
Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but did you want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Dean Weingarten. I've only said that name like 1,000,006 times, and I mess it up.
Yeah, well, you know, if you do it that often, you're bound to screw up once.
Well, I guess that's just the law of averages, right? Writer, activist, and all around getting it out there stuff. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I'm not sure if we discussed it, but I thought you might have some insight on the election of Mark Robinson as the lieutenant governor of North Carolina.
I've seen that. I've seen a lot of people talking about that.
Well, the reason it's of interest to me is that he's just this absolutely eloquent, off-the-cuff speaker. And that's how he got there. And he's this dynamic Second Amendment supporter who happens to be black. But he went to, I think it was Greensboro, North Carolina, and gave a speech to the city council there because they were essentially, as I recall, something about outlawing gun shows. And he gave a speech and he says, look, why are you guys always punishing the majority of law-abiding citizens when we're not the ones that are the problem? And it was a fantastic speech. I think most of our listeners have probably seen it. And it's gone viral around the globe and supposedly have been about 150 million times.
Right.
And that's what elevated him. And then he gave a speech to the NRA. At the annual meeting, and he proved that this was not a flash in the pan. He gave another fantastic speech and so on, and then he's ended up being the lieutenant governor. I'm wondering if there might be some, you know, future. And the lieutenant governor is not just a pro forma office. There are actual serious things that it does. He serves as the president of the state senate. He's a member of the Governor's Council of State, He serves on the State Board of Education and North Carolina Board of Community Colleges, and I think that he has something to do with the Military Affairs Commission, too. So, you know, it's not a completely powerless position. Probably might have a little more power than Vice President of the United States. I don't know.
I don't either. Like I said, I haven't paid that much attention to it simply because... I don't know why I didn't pay any attention to it. Maybe I was jealous of him or something. I don't know.
I am astounded by his, it may be self-taught eloquence, but he is a dynamic public speaker. And he doesn't seem to use any notes. It's really impressive. I mean, maybe he taught himself. Maybe he had some, took a course in some one of the schools he went to. I don't know. But if you haven't seen his video, it's worth seeing.
Well, I'll have to go.
I just thought that was worth a mention.
I saw it when it came out, but I haven't watched it lately. The only thing I wonder about is every time I see somebody get into politics on any level, right? I saw this, for example, with the Tea Party. You know, in 2010, the Tea Party got out there, no money, no background for any of this stuff or anything. And they did, like Mick Mulvaney, who is the former chief of staff for President Trump. He got elected in 2010. When he was behind, he was up against a guy named Pratt, who had been in Congress for 28 years. And when they ran out of money, the Americans for Prosperity went out there door to door, and he won that election. And then...
Yeah.
Then, after all that was over, you know, I'm out here trying to do some of this other stuff and everything else, and I'm looking at, I'm trying to call people up and all these other things, and I'm being told, well, listen, everybody's taking a break. But then all the Tea Partiers started trying to go pro. They wanted to be, they no longer wanted to be grassroots, they wanted to get paid. And so, yeah.
Proportion of them, they certainly made themselves known.
Yeah. But, and now they're just part of the machine now.
Tea Party had a great and positive effect, and it still exists. We still have a chapter that still is active here in Yuma. And so I think it hasn't completely gone away by any means. And extra legal means were used against it by both by the president, certainly the Obama administration and the IRS. Worked hard to disenfranchise the Tea Party. And the media, as we know, you know, was not exactly happy with the Tea Party, and they worked very, very hard to demonize them. And they have lost relative power, in my opinion. So I think, you know, we are gaining relative power. What I see now, in terms of the media, I'm switching there a little bit, is the rise of the just the absolute willingness of these tech giants to prevent people from talking to each other openly, obviously, and without any reservation, basically. When people tried to organize for this march on Washington in support of President Trump, over and over again, I saw people saying, well, my Facebook got taken down, or I can't, the Twitter feed won't allow mention of this. And yet they still turned out probably several hundred thousand people. We don't know exactly. So my hope is that these gatekeepers that used to prevent people from getting access to mass media and the new gatekeepers in the tech giants aren't going to be as effective as they need to be to keep power.
I guess we're going to see.
We will see.
Yeah, I guess we're going to see on that one. That's the only thing I think whenever I see somebody like that who comes out of nowhere and does something that good and that awesome, and then they get into politics.
Yeah, well, because we're all subject to temptation and being corrupted.
This is why I don't run. I've been approached by a couple of people to run, and this is why I've never taken them up on it.
Well, on the other hand, we need people, good people in power to help us chain down what we can of the state so we maintain some liberty. Yeah, we need some people in government who will act properly. Look at President Trump. I am astounded by what he was able to achieve, given all the restraints that were piled on him by virtually all of the rest of the establishment.
Right. Well, that's very, very true. That's a very true statement, and it still astounds me to this day. Although I also see all of these other people coming out saying, we're going to go after him for treason, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and, you know, and I still can't, for the life of me, figure out what it is they think he did. But, I mean, they've been after him since he came down the escalator.
Exactly. This is it. I mean, just looking at the bare facts, what you see there, is Trump is contesting an election where there's numerous factual cases reported of fraud. Al Gore contested an election which was had far less fraud in it for 37 days with the coaching and praise of the old media.
Yeah.
And the old media itself contested the 2016 election and claimed it had been stolen for 4 years. But, of course, that is somehow praiseworthy, while President Trump, contesting serious issues of whether the election was conducted fairly and how much fraud exists, is not allowed to because they don't like him.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten as we close this out for the week. And, yes, sir, where would you like to go now?
Well, let's talk about the situation in Virginia, where with the emergency powers that the governor there has and stretched, I think, to the limit. He basically dealt an incredibly large economic blow to showmasters and people who are going to show it at the nation's gun show in Chantilly, which is a very large gun show that was scheduled to start today on the 20th of November. And it, they estimated that the economic activity associated with the show was around $20 million. And people had been preparing for the show for 6 months. You know how these things work on things like, the SHOT Show in Las Vegas or the NRA annual meeting. I mean, people actually, they often prepare years in advance. And with the market as hot as it is in firearms, you can imagine that people expected to have a very successful show.
Right.
But a week before the show was meant to start, which was 1 week ago, Governor Northam issued another executive emergency order changing the terms of how things were to be done. And on this one, it appeared as if the show could not operate because it limited the number of people in an entertainment venue to 250 people, and they were going to have something like 560 vendors in this show. So you couldn't have all of the vendors. You'd only be allowed to have half of them. And then you wouldn't be allowed to have anybody in to see the show because it would be maxed out. Well, this is idiotic. I mean, because they already had figured out how to take precautions to meet other requirements, such as social distancing and people wearing masks and all this other kind of stuff, which may or may not have much effect. But Governor Northam issued this order. The show was scheduled in a week, and they took it to court. John Crump was one of my colleague from AMLAN, was one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, and they took it to court and said there's going to be irreparable economic damage, and that you know, our rights will be quashed for assembly and freedom of speech and all this, and it made good sense, but the problem is that the emergency powers given to a governor in Virginia are very broad and very large, and basically they turn the governor into a dictator. And he basically said, nope, won't allow it. And they thought they had worked out a local agreement where the show would be considered a brick-and-mortar business. Well, it is solidly constructed. You know, people do business there. But the attorney general intervened and said, no, it is not a brick-and-mortar. And the governor is within his legal rights under emergency orders, and the show will not go on. And they stopped it. And that's just one. There's probably many other things. Under these emergency procedures, small businesses all over the country are facing enormous economic hardship. Many of them have been driven out of business. And for very questionable scientific means, I mean, you know, you keep, you allow some businesses to stay open, and you close others that are doing very similar things. I think it's irresponsible. What it shows is that when people crafted the emergency power legislation in Virginia in 1905, they were irresponsible. They gave way too much power to the governor. And I don't see any scientific evidence that what he is doing is correct. Or at least it's all disputed. Remember, for up until, I think, this episode, we did not quarantine healthy people. We quarantined people who were sick.
Yeah.
Healthy people went about their lives. And the death rate from this virus, while significant, it appears, is not huge. It's not like the 1918 Spanish flu. It's nothing like that. I mean, our death rate may have gone up a couple of percent. That's what it appears. It's not all that much. And most of the people who are dying, I think, you know, you try to be sensitive about this, but there are people who are elderly and in ill health and might well have died anyway.
Well, they have comorbidities that will allow something else to overtake them because their system is weakened, right?
Exactly. And they're, you know, and that's just the case. It would be the case whether we had COVID-19 or not. They would still be subject to catching something that would tip them over the balance. So, I mean, I think we can do some things, but the idea that a governor, one person elected in the state, can basically become a dictator and destroy businesses all in the name of that he thinks it's better to do this than not. I mean, even in the AG's answer to this lawsuit, he cited situations that are happening in many states all over the union, not in Virginia. Well, look, it's up over here. It's up over there. They had this problem there. It really showed me that we have given emergency powers to governors that is completely unreasonable. But, you know, the way the law was written, that's why it was defensible, and they weren't able to get an emergency stay.
Right.
So you destroy people's, you know, years worth of work with the signing of a pen in the name of an emergency.
Yeah. Makes you, you know, when I look at chief executives that do this, it just makes me wonder what the motivation is to cause that much duress and pain. And I really honestly wonder if they have a sort of a masochistic sensation that happens when they get that much power to abuse.
Well, it's hard to know. They may believe themselves are doing the right thing. You know, I have seen more so on the left, I think, than the right, but certainly on the left, you see a lot of people that are exceptionally good at lying to themselves. And, you know, that may be happening. And I have my own doubts about the whole COVID phenomenon, how much the nation was shut down, it appears to me that much of the shutdown was motivated politically in order to harm President Trump's election. Because the economy was doing so exceptionally good, incredibly good, before it was shut down with the excuse of COVID.
Yep.
And even with that excuse, it has roared back up faster than we've seen in a long time. And it looks like we're back up in near record territory in time for, which would ordinarily have assured the current president's reelection. But when you have almost all the media against you, it gets harder.
Yes, it does. So, anyway, before we run out of time, do you think you'll have the time come Wednesday to rejoin me?
I believe I will, but I must put a caveat in there, is that I may be traveling, and so, you know, some exigency might happen, but I try to plan my traveling in such a way that I can be on the show, because I enjoy it very much.
Very good. We will prepare for such a possibility. And thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.